Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports Great Lakes, your Cleveland Guardians, AL Central Division champions. You buying gear? Do people buy gear? You got to buy gear.
Oh, you know
what?
Division
champs.
I got an email about gear on sale.
Oh, man.
I normally probably never would, but I might for this team because it's so unexpected.
As long as it has the C and not the Poly Walnuts baseball. Ain't happening, man. I'm sorry.
You don't think that's gaining some steam?
It probably is.
Oh,
but
and
not
you're the one
me.
That goes. You're the one that's going to a ton of these.
It's gaining steam because they put it on everything. So the giveaways have that on there.
Okay. Yeah.
So of course you're going to wear what they had a red T-shirt that says Guards with that on there. They did that T-shirt hoodie thing the other day that has that Wing G on there. I mean, that's what they're giving you for free. People are going to wear that.
Good on you, man. Hey, if you like it, you like it. That's fine.
I didn't say I liked it.
I'm saying in general, not
you.
I'm saying in general to the people.
I hate it, and I hope they get rid of it.
I really do.
What I don't care, what I don't get, Kenny, why don't you just tell us what your text was with Owen over the weekend? Because I have an assumption that I know what it is, but you brought it up earlier in the show, and then you shied off it. You had this like bravado that went away.
I asked Owen, and Owen even said no.
Can I tell you what I think the text was?
No.
What? I
don't
know.
Don't do it. No.
Let's do every other word. Ken will start the first word.
If he gets it right, I'm not going to be able to fake it out of it, and then people are going to go, oh, my God, he did it. So I'm not going to be able to do it.
I have the receipts.
Do it after the season, okay? Just do it after the season. What do you think it was?
I think it was that you said they were going to the World Series.
No. That was not it.
That they were going to win the World Series.
No, that was not it.
Then what's the problem? Just to share the...
Don't worry about it.
Share the damn text.
No, that was not it.
We were an honest show.
We are moving on. We are an honest show, and I will be
reading it.
But
right
we don't
now.
Need to be honest at that moment. I can be honest later. I don't have to be honest right now. That's why we leave little Easter eggs. If we were honest right now, there'd be a lot of people who hate us right now at certain times.
Hate us later.
Yeah, you hate me later. You don't need to hate me now. Word. Ready? Magical. Can we use it?
Yeah.
Talking. Awkwardly?
I think so.
Why not? Guardians? 216? You know the rest of the number. Can we call the season magical?
I think so far, so good, right? It has to be.
As a regular season playoff berth, is it magical?
I think winning your division is still a big deal. This wasn't some wild card that only because of the expanded playoffs did they get it. I think you have to also understand like the payrolls in the division and where the White Sox and where the Twins were, and you're the youngest team in baseball, and all the late wins, it almost seems like all the extra innings victories and the come-from-behind wins, the fact that they were able to win so many of those games, I think that made those other teams so defeated. I think those teams, I think Minnesota at,
well, the
at
White
one
Sox
point.
Clearly halfway through, after they lost the first game last
year,
they said, we're done playing.
They were done to have a young team impose the will like this against the other teams that were supposed to win the division. Yeah, this to me is magical. Absolutely it is.
They even gave them those cool Southside jerseys, and they're like, no, we're done.
Yeah.
We quit. I think magical is a term that I would use for it. I just wanted to make sure that it was still cool with you or still cool with everybody else, because I think it's such a cool thing that things were so down, because I remember I was bitching and moaning. I said, there's no good news. What good news did I have at the time? I said, when's the last time I've been able to give any good news? Like, still, we were up in the air with the whole Jose Ramirez thing. We didn't know. And going back through, I can give you a laundry list, but you know that there was bad news. It was really, and the tipping point was really the sign falling down. And what did they have for, like, the team shop when it opened up? When they're, like, a trickling in of people. Like, it wasn't like people were lined up down the street.
A couple hundred, maybe,
it wasn't, like, a big thing. So there was a lot of folks that weren't really excited. And now, yeah, there's a lot of people who are excited. By the way, it says here upon the TV that Progressive Field, the team store, is going to open with playoff merchandise coming up at 10 a.m. So you can go walk right in there and get playoff merchandise coming up at 10 a.m. So I would say that the term is magical. And it's a hell of a lot better than where we were. So I'm very thankful for Terry Francona and the players that are playing on the team, because, one, it gives us just a little bit more other than, hey, do you think the offense is going to be better or the defense is going to be better? Is Mike Prefer, should he be fired or should he not be fired? 216-578-0092. It's a little bit better than that. I get excited about one more other thing. That's nice. I'm very, from just a business standpoint of just doing talk, I'm happy about that. And obviously as a fan, yes, it's very fun to see him do well. It's a lot of fun to see him do well. So I would say that magical is the term. They're a young baseball team. In fact, the youngest in baseball. Almost to a fault, it would seem they're the youngest in baseball. But I think that's what's made them so much more fun.
John Hardy says, I think the text that Ken sent to Owen was, quote, they're getting swept in the wild card.
No. That is certainly not what I sent. You guys can guess what I sent to Owen.
He did send me a text.
I have my own receipts.
216-578-0092. What was
the guess.
Guardians text that Ken sent to Owen throughout the week that he's afraid to share with you, the fans?
I will tell you how many words close you are to it.
We'll start off with Greg in North Olmsted. And Greg in yellow.
What was the text, Greg?
You know what? Whatever it was, I'm sure it was good because it came from Ken. But the reason I called is, remember, a couple weeks ago, yeah. Ken was talking when the magic number was still in the 30s and you guys were kind of poo-pooing it and shutting him down. Well, you know what? Look at what happened. I mean, this team is young. They're hungry. Tito, if he doesn't get manager of the year, I'm going to say there's a conspiracy theory out there. Come on, man.
Well, there's probably going to be a conspiracy theory. I'm still just not convinced he's going to get it. I'm still convinced they're going to give it to somebody else. And it's not rightfully so. He probably should be manager of the year, but I think they're just going to give it to somebody else, I think. I don't know why, but I got this terrible, terrible feeling of impending doom that they're going to give it to somebody else.
It's because Cleveland is the Rodney Dangerfield of sports towns. That's why. We don't get no respect.
And I gotta say one thing on Lima's behalf. It was Jason who didn't want to talk about magic numbers. He was in for Tone. Oh. Tone was out with the baby at that time.
I probably would have said the same thing, though, Greg. I'll be honest. I hate doing it that early. And now it turns out they had this thing sealed like two. Well, I thought this was going down to the wire for sure.
At the time, I said 15 to 20 games,
Greg,
is when you start talking about it. And then last week, it was at 13 games to start the series with the White Sox. And by the end of it, it was at 5. They just kept shaving numbers off of it.
And the other teams, honestly, the other teams just kind of gave up. The Twins, they had injuries.
The non-crumbling White Sox.
Yeah, but don't say it like that. I know what you mean.
Yeah, but the Twins at least had somewhat of an excuse. The White Sox had zero excuse.
It's not like they gave up and the Guardians were the beneficiaries of it. They imposed their will on them.
The Twins have, and you're not going to want to hear this, but this is the truth. The Twins have somewhat of an excuse because they had seven people get injured. And that's what the Derry brothers told me. And then you had the White Sox. They'll use their mulligan because they just won't bring back Tony La Russa. They'll quietly move on to somebody else after this year. So they'll use that mulligan this season and probably move on to somebody else. That's what they'll do. But still, there's no excuse for either one of those two teams that were kind of all in, especially the White Sox, for them to lose the division the way they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're sitting there, like, because I'm like, I, and I've said it before, And I'm not, this is not the day to do it, but I'm like, next year, you're not playing as much against the division. You're playing against everybody next year. So it's going to be a little bit difficult, but this was the year to strike. Okay, well, this was the year to strike for the White Sox, who did put it out there. This was the year for the Twins, who did put it out there. And neither of those two teams did. So that's not the Guardians' fault that those teams couldn't strike when they were supposed to. So to hell with them. It's not my fault. It's certainly not the Guardians' fault.
If you have a friend who is a White Sox fan today, let them know their team is a bunch of quitters.
Bunch of quitters. Teddy in Massachusetts. Yellow Teddy.
Hey, I happen to know what your text was to Owen this weekend. It was, you were glad that the Indians are not playing the Red Sox in the playoffs this coming up week. If they were, Ken, I promise I'd be there. I tried to come to a game this summer, but I had a little trouble coming over that bridge.
It's always the bridge. After. It always comes back to the bridge with you, Teddy.
Well, it's the Rainbow Bridge now, Teddy. You've been dead for a few years, bud.
It's not even Friday.
I know. This is coming in hot. What the hell?
I mean, you can say what you want to about Chappaquiddick,
so
but it's,
hard,
it's even
now,
harder
it's
to come back from that bridge.
I still don't get the reason why this has emerged as an
Who
ongoing
cares?
Bit on the show.
Who cares? It's
I
okay.
still am curious what that random act.
Doesn't matter. Why does that matter?
What is it about this show? Why are there no other
we're
shows?
Because we're the ones that will have fun with it and entertain it. If anybody else will talk about dead senators, damn it, it's going to be us. And I'll be the one to be the one. I'll be the team. We'll be the show that is willing to entertain that. I mean, there's worse that could do that. You think Baskin Phelps is allowing that? Not a chance. Big Ted Kennedy fan, Andy Baskin, you think he's going to allow that to happen? Not on his watch. Nah, magical would be the word to describe the Guardians. And you're not allowed to know what I was texting Owen. Not until the proper time. Owen will let everybody know at the proper
Unless
time.
I screenshot it. Put it out today.
Don't do it today. Do it another time.
Can you just put it out, please?
Who knows? Don't do it.
Please. We'll see how I'm treated. We'll see how many staplers fly my way.
I've never thrown a stapler in your general direction ever.
All right.
I never threw a water bottle in your general direction ever.
Okay.
Coming up next, Zach Meisel going to join us on the show. We'll see what word he uses. I say it's magical. Lima says it's magical. And just how great of a job Terry Francona's done. And by the end of the show, the meltdown to end all meltdowns in a press box.
And is Baker Mayfield the worst quarterback in the NFL?
No, we're not doing it. We're not talking about him. That came off bad. We're not talking about him on the day after the Guardians win the Central.
And is somebody that you know ranked 33rd in the
We're
NFL Advanced Stat Category?
We're not talking about somebody you know. We're not talking about somebody you know the day after the Guardians win the Central Division, okay? We're not doing that show at all the day after the Guardians win the Central. At least wait till tomorrow.
And can the anti-Baker people get in their victory laps? We'll do that later.
Maybe later this week, what do you intend on doing with that Carolina jersey? A certain person who used to be on this show who wears a leather vest. It didn't look good yesterday.
And can
That's
he cut
later.
It into a vest?
We are not doing that today. The Guardians won the Central Division, and damn it, they deserve their run. Coming up next, Zach Meisel, Ken Carmen, Tonemaster General, live on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Stephen Kwan. Audio courtesy of Bally Sports Great Lakes. Guardians, AL Central champions. Zach Meisel, he's the Guardians writer for the New York Times subsidiary. Hello, Zach.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
We're doing horrible. No, we're doing wonderful. Sorry, it's a standard answer. I apologize. Zach Meisel joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Zach, where did you pick the Guardians to finish before the season?
Third, but I said they could finish anywhere from second to fifth. So that would mean I certainly didn't predict this.
Kind of hedging there. I mean,
did you hedge?
Picked basically five spots for them.
Did you hedge?
I said I thought they could finish anywhere but first, and they finished first. I was incorrect.
Zach, do you think any of the fans that showed up in the rainy, windy conditions at the airport last night should be given at least one free playoff ticket? Because that is my stance this morning.
I've been asking for a few weeks, like, are we 100% sure that they're going to sell out the wild card games?
They're going to sell out.
I think they will. But, yeah, I'm curious to see what the attendance is like over these last nine games at home. I know the games don't really mean anything. And it's weekday, and it's freezing, and it's going to be rainy. But it'll be interesting to see.
They're going to sell out.
Is that partly our responsibility? Do we have to drum this up and start shaming fans like the good old days?
I don't think so. I mean, it's people can do whatever they want to do with their money and their time. And
No. This is a playoff team now, and they won the division. They're the youngest team in baseball. We tell people every day how to spend their money. So why not this?
It is what it is, though. Like, how many people had no intention on going to the game, but then they hear you guys having Curtis Danberg on and – you know, there's a giveaway of a blanket this weekend, and they totally changed their minds. Like, I don't know exactly how effective that is. So I think it just is what it is. I think we have to accept it. And I think clinching the – look, I think there's a ton of support right now. I think that people are excited about this. And I think there are a lot of casual fans perhaps that, like, didn't really hit them maybe until the last couple days or until they totally blew through Chicago this week. So I think there will be more excitement and more support here. But I think it is what it is. I think it takes a really long time to change people's habits. And I don't think you're going to do that overnight here in this surprise season.
All right, Zach, then for those, because we know they are very inclusive right now, they will take any fans that they can get. And we've had some fans call up this morning and say, you know what? It's been harder to watch them because of the cable situation. They weren't happy about the name change, and they weren't happy about the Dolans. But the team finishing first like this has earned their respect, and earned is a big deal here. And in this town where we've had so many teams underachieve, this team is overachieved. Why don't you, Zach, tell fans what they're missing? Give them the elevator pitch of why they need to get out there for the playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, so, look, I last season was miserable to sit through, and all the talk was about the name change. And it was their first season where August and September felt like a slog. They weren't really in it. And I just remember sitting in Texas at the end of last season thinking, God, it's finally over. And it was awful baseball to watch. And all the players you were watching, you knew they weren't part of the future. And this season started along that path a little bit, and you had to wait until they kicked Bobby Bradley to the curb and Yu Chang and Oscar Mercado and all those guys. But I mean, they've played at a clip better than 600 winning percentage since late May. And that's basically when, like, Oscar Gonzalez came up, when Stephen Kwan started to figure it out. So it's been a refreshing brand of baseball. I mean, I think what has driven a lot of people away is, you know, everybody strikes out twice a game and you're waiting for a solo home run or a two-run homer and some walks. Like, that brand of baseball has gotten so stale. That's why they're making all these changes to the sport.
Well, this team is the antithesis to that. And the way they run, the way they capitalize on mistakes, the way they annoy the hell out of opposing pitchers and fielders, I mean, it's unlike anything I've seen in Cleveland. And it's been a joy to watch. I mean, they had a ground ball to third base yesterday that they scored two runs on. Like, that's, who else does that? So, I'm not going to tell people how to spend their money or what to do. And I wish that when this team did good things and surprised us, we didn't, you know, when the Cavs had the same exact season pretty much, right? Like, it was very low expectations going in, and they shocked everybody, and you're really excited because it's a long-term thing. It's a really young team, and you know they have a bright future. So you're sort of playing with house money. But, like, with the Cavs, like, we're not – and I know that we're not talking about attendance and whatnot because they sell out Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. But, like, I wish we didn't just have to talk about the name change and attendance and why people aren't going and the TV stuff. Like, I wish we could just talk about the product on the field because – it's been such a refreshing product on the field.
Zach Meisel joining us on the show. Is it in poor taste for media to drink with the players in the clubhouse when they clinch?
Yeah, I mean, I can't do that.
Oh, you can't?
But no, I'm covering it objectively. Now, that doesn't mean I walked out of there completely dry. Because
well, I mean, you're in a clubhouse while they're spraying booze. I mean, you know, that's what goes down. But I didn't know.
No, I have stuff to write. I gotta run there to work.
Oh boy, you're just a barrel of laughs, aren't you? Do you get loaded afterwards, or how's that work?
I had a flight to catch, but it never gets old covering those. And I think, you know, 2016 was sort of reminiscent of that because those guys hadn't experienced it before. But then in the years following that, you know, it was a veteran team, and their goal wasn't to just clinch the division and spray champagne and then go home. So they kind of got tamer over the years. This is a group that has never experienced this. And two people, Bieber and Jose, were on the roster the last time they won the division in 2018. So a lot of kids who hadn't experienced this. And honestly, like, it was a good celebration. I kind of expected it to be even crazier just because of the youth. And these are all 23-year-olds who can hang with the best of them. But I think they behaved themselves pretty well.
All right, Zach, Tito has won now, what, four of these with the Guardians. We know about the celebrations he got to be a part of with the Red Sox, which sometimes seemed like it was after regular season games. At this point, what was that like? I mean, you're in there yesterday. Tito has been through this before, but not like this. What was it like when you heard him talk? We saw some of the audio that made it to online. What was that like being around him?
It's eye-opening because, you know, there were times during the season when I thought, man, is this guy, like, why is he doing this? You know, he didn't make it through the last two seasons. Fought back to be able to be in this position this year. And it looked kind of ugly a couple months in, and he was still struggling to get around, and the team was floundering. And you're thinking, like, man, why is this guy coming back when this team's contention window is still a couple years away? And I think as the season went on, I think he got energized. I think Stephen Kwan has, like, made him feel like a proud grandfather. And I mean, you see the bond he has with this group. And I don't, you know, there were certain points where I thought this might be it, or even like a little nervous that he's not going to get through the season. And I think if, assuming he comes back, I think it's because this group sort of breathed some new life into his career. And you see him in the middle of the clubhouse and everybody kind of circling around him and spraying him with champagne. And, you know, he gave a speech about 90 minutes before first pitch yesterday where he said, look, the way you guys have kind of just kept your head down and kept plugging along, and by the way, steamrolling the two other division title contenders in Chicago and Minnesota, like, you guys have earned this. So when it happens, if it's today, blow it out, and we'll get home whenever we get home. So it's been pretty cool. I mean, we can sit here and debate some of the more the minutia of his in-game decision-making, and you can be critical of that. And I think sometimes fans lose sight of the fact that, like, every single fan base does that about their manager. But it's incredible the way that he has sort of steered the ship here this year, because when you have young players and you go through some rough patches, it can be really hard to get out of that, and it can tank your season. But any time that they faced adversity, they were better off when they came through it. And I mean, look at what they've done when it mattered most this month. This run has been incredible.
What do you say to fans who are still upset about the name change?
I don't say anything because I'm really over it. Whatever. If you're still upset about it, then don't follow the team, and you won't know what you're missing out on, and that's your prerogative. I mean, we can all stay miserable and just do what we want to do with our lives. Whatever.
Did Terry Francona, we have Zach Meisel joining us on the show, did Terry Francona and his leadership maybe cover up a little bit for one mistake? And we like the front office on this show, but was there a mistake made where the front office is to have alleged by some of the fans here listening to our show today, trying to build around Frenmil Reyes, and were they kind of dug out by Terry Francona this season?
So I think there are a number of, like, happy accidents here. If you look back to when the lockout ended, well, even before the lockout, like, they tried to swing a couple significant moves. I mean, they offered Carlos Rodon a multi-year contract. He said no. That actually still would have been a good move. But they tried to get Matt Olson and Jesse Winker, and if they get Jesse Winker, you're probably not seeing the Stephen Kwan breakout. Or maybe you're seeing that, but you're certainly not seeing Oscar Gonzalez. You know, they left Oscar Gonzalez unprotected from the Rule 5 draft last winter. They're lucky that there was no Rule 5 draft. They're lucky that Jose Ramirez was willing to accept the below-market deal. Otherwise, he would have been traded. So, like, there's a lot of things that worked out well, and give the front office credit first and foremost for developing the culture and the player development system that has these kids in the majors thriving, you know, in their rookie seasons. It's incredible the way that they get the most out of young players. But there were points along the timeline here where, you know, they either didn't do something that they could have done, or with Frenmil Reyes, who was, you know, it was him and Jose Ramirez. Those are the only two hitters anyone thought that they would be relying on this season. And then Reyes, you know, doesn't perform, and they weren't going to keep him this offseason. So they couldn't find a taker in a trade at the trade deadline. So they just cut ties with him. And they could still use Frenmil Reyes when Frenmil Reyes is going well. You know, they could use that power threat. But the hitter he was for them this season, I mean, they're certainly better off without that. And I think it's helped that, you know, the fact that they are in contention and they had other young players that they wanted to get time on the field sort of expedited that move, and it worked out well for them in the end.
All right, Zach, break down the matchups, potential matchups for the Guardians. And who do you want to see? I know they struggle with Seattle big time. Does any of that matter if they play them again?
So this is going to be a cop-out answer. A three-game series, a best-of-three, is a coin flip, probably against any of the three potential opponents they have in Seattle, Tampa, and Toronto. Tampa might be the team you want to play. They're really beat up, especially on their pitching staff. But it's tough. I mean, Seattle, yeah, they're struggling right now. Their star rookie, who's probably going to beat out Kwan for Rookie of the Year, Julio Rodriguez just went on the injured list. But, like, their pitching staff, man, they, in a three-game series, too, like, they have three aces, basically. So that's a really tough team to play. You know, Toronto has as much talent as pretty much anybody in baseball. So with them, I mean, Cleveland played them really well this year, but you just never know which Blue Jays team you're going to get. It's tough. I will say this, like, if they can survive this, I mean, I don't want to say they're going to make a deep run, but like a matchup with the Yankees would be really interesting. Like, I understand that this is not built like some juggernaut that's just going to terrorize the American League here, but they weren't in 2016 either. I think people forget that going into those playoffs, like, nobody expected anything from the Indians because of the injuries that they had. And like, the Blue Jays were really good then, and the Rangers had a really good season. And so it's you never know with the playoffs, and especially with a best of three wildcard series that we've never really seen before. But I will tell you this. I think other teams, I was talking to a scout over the weekend who said, we don't want any part of the Guardians. Like the way they're playing right now and the pitching staff they have, that is the team we want to avoid.
Do you like the format?
I think so. I think the wildcard weekend is going to be fun. It's just Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you have, what, four series going on simultaneously? So, yeah, why not?
Are you surprised they did it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday when it's football, football, football?
Yeah, because knowing baseball, I thought they would do it like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday mornings.
I mean, it's great. It's great for diehard baseball fans who just have their weekends to be able to do it. I'm just surprised MLB wanted to go up against high school football, college football, NFL.
Yeah, it's more just the schedule that they have because they're adding this in. So they removed a bunch of off days and travel days throughout the whole playoff schedule. So they just don't have any other time to do it. Because I'm with you. Like it would have made sense maybe to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But like the regular season ends Wednesday. Everybody gets an off day Thursday, and then you're back at it Friday.
Zach, thank you for the time, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, fellas. Take care.
Zach Meisel from the New York Times on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We thank him very much for his time. 216-578-0092. Coming up next, one of the biggest meltdowns you'll ever hear of. And no, we're not talking about the White Sox.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Who's going to be a boom and who's going to be a bust? Check out the Reception Perception Podcast for insights on which wide receivers to start this week to rack up a big fantasy win. New episodes of Reception Perception every Tuesday and Thursday on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, that's a good one. I know the name, right?
End recording.
But they were terrific because they gave me both the booms and the busts for the wide receivers.
Well,
last
you gotta
week.
Know.
So they didn't just give the bust. That's easy. And they didn't just give the booms. They gave the booms and the busts. And that is the difference with Reception Perception.
Well, Reception Perception is one of the top wide receiver podcasts out there.
Listen to our new podcast with Anthony Lyman and Ken Carmen. We have Conjunction Junction.
I'm actually starting one called Regarding Guards.
Irregardless,
and it just
regardless.
Tells you which pulling guards are going to be the best pulling guards of the week. Reception.
Make sure you listen to Nick and Dustin later on today. They will have Cavs players today at Media Day. Make sure you are listening. Oh, also the Guardians won the AL Central.
Oh, that happened?
Yeah. Guardians won the AL Central.
Hey!
Do we have the Ken Dorsey meltdown?
We have... No, we don't have the actual meltdown. I don't
believe. Well, isn't there...
Well, like, there's no actual audio. Because
CBS acted like it didn't happen.
CBS showed it, but clearly they must have been reading their notes to get out of the broadcast because the game was ending, and they didn't even acknowledge what was going on,
yeah. Which
was a man was having a full adult
tantrum,
meltdown.
Yes.
It was great.
So this actually happens much more often than people realize. Coaches lose their bleep in press boxes. I remember one time in high school, I was a kid, actually, because they played the game on... They played the game on WHBC TV, and you could hear this big, like, shatter, and one of the assistant coaches, like, shattered the glass in the press box at our high school when I was a kid, and we watched the game. No, it was not. It wasn't the glass, and it wasn't your ass. It was just the glass, and he was that upset. This guy was that upset. He broke glass in the old press box over at Perry Stadium at the time. So this happens much more than you think. But Ken Dorsey lost his mind, end of the game, Bills lost, and a hand went over the camera. And there was an argument nationally about, one, whether or not he should have acted the way he acted, and two, whether or not it should have been filmed. Me, it's a giant TV show, absolutely they should have shown
it. Wait, what does that mean, whether it should be filmed? They are cutting to that camera in real time. So what are you asking, if they should never cut to a guy who's having a meltdown? We do that with coaches on the sideline all the time. In fact, did you see right before the half between Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes
and
the
Bienemy.
Offensive coordinator, Bienemy? Yeah. I know you saw it. Oh,
they're
shouldn't have asked.
No, I didn't, because I had to watch Jets-Bengals in a blowout.
Oh, you didn't go to the free preview of the Red Zone channel.
Should have went to Red Zone.
But they were getting into it because they decided, with Patrick Mahomes, to just sit on the football in a game that they ended up losing by a possession.
Very odd. But, yeah, there was an argument.
Should they not have shown that?
I don't know, but there was an argument about whether or not they should have shown him in the press box, which you and I agree, it's a giant TV show, they should have shown it. Everybody lives for drama, that's what they do. But Kyle Brandt, I have not heard this yet. You've heard this tone. Kyle Brandt, NFL Network, usually I agree with him. This is what Kyle Brandt had to say about the Ken Dorsey melt, because he threw his stats, he threw his stuff, he threw all his notes, with the Microsoft Surface. I mean, a real true tantrum. Here's Kyle Brandt of it, NFL Network.
Ken Dorsey, offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. You saw it. It's in a time when if you do any sort of animated pose or facial expression on camera, you will be memed to oblivion. If you just do a strange little facial twerk, you're memed. You cannot have a complete conniption fit like he did. We are going to be seeing video of that in the next 5-10 years on the internet. It depending on how the Bills do with Dorsey and if he stays or becomes a head coach, that is a tattoo for him. That is a permanent tattoo on him, on his career. He will probably go on to become a head coach someday. He may go on to win 10 Super Bowls. On the moment he wins that 10th Super Bowl, some wise ass will still bring up that video of him slamming the stuff as a coordinator in 2022. That is never going away. That is a life tattoo on him. It is a hell of a gif. It's a hell of an image. And as a coach who just wants to be about football and you don't want that following you on, that is a big loss on the field and on the internet and on his flesh for Ken Dorsey. There's some bad teams out there today. The Bills are not one of them, but Ken Dorsey, you lost the day.
All right, that's Kyle Brandt, NFL Network. I thought it was fine.
That was great.
I just know a lot of coaches do that.
And I think
a lot of coaches react that same way.
I think Buffalo fans love it too, because they show a guy that's invested and loses his mind on just a regular season. Look, Bills know they're going to go to the playoffs. They maintain, you know, Josh Allen stays healthy. Like they know that. They know it's not the end of the world losing a football game. But to see that, I think that almost fosters even more.
But does it matter that it's just his third game as a coordinator?
I don't think it does. I really don't. This is right at the end. It wasn't like he did it in the middle of a drive. And guys do, they grow from these instances. Like Brian Daboll, I remember, you remember reading the story from Mary Kay about Brian Daboll and the lack thereof, any sort of a relationship with Colt McCoy. And Brian Daboll yelling at Colt McCoy and all the other stuff. And Brian Daboll was a competent football coach. Like, guys do grow. Brian Daboll's got the Giants 2-0. Wait a second. They played tonight. You'll hear it tonight on the Fan.
Think about the coach of the Miami Dolphins. Wasn't he boozing with Josh Gordon on the airplane?
That's actually 2014. You're right.
Was that with Manziel too?
I'm not sure if it was Manziel, but that was Josh Gordon on the plane to Vegas.
And that was humiliating. I'm sure it was. I'm sure that stuff came up in interviews. Like, can you be trusted? But whether this will follow him around for the rest of his career, yes, for the internet, we'll laugh about it. But as far as him getting a job for a head coach,
be good.
He'll
be fine.
What owner doesn't love the fact that he is a? These guys are psychos. They are built differently. They do take this stuff very seriously.
And he's coaching Josh Allen, so he'll definitely be.
Yeah.
Unless things completely fall apart, and they won't, he'll end up being a head coach. Good for the Gardos.
How do they not get a playoff? That is so bad.
So damn happy for the Gardos.
At the end of that game.
Yeah. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Darryl was scintillating. Zach Meisel was excellent here. Both of those, 92.3thefan.com. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. For Big Country, for Jeff, for AA, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carman. Have a wonderful day. Go Guardians, baby!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.